Well, I want to welcome all of you to the Monday night Meet the Diamonds call. Again, my name is Dave Stolzfus, Nican Royal Diamond, and for those of you who just joined us, 30 minutes prior to this call, we do a Nican preview call every Monday evening starting at 7:55 p.m. Eastern Time to introduce Nican to new people. It's the same number and the same PIN as this call that you just dialed in. So every Monday night at 7:55 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we do that. Bring a guest on the call, and we have some testimonials, and we give an introduction to Nican. Tonight, I want to welcome our special guest tonight, Mary Dingman. Mary is from, she's a diamond. She's from Minnesota. She grew up on a small dairy farm in that big state up there, and she never attended college. She had always set a goal to prove that she could move up the corporate ladder without that degree, and it worked for her. She has a human resources corporate background. She is in her 50s, and I think she said that April is her birthday. She lives in St. Cloud, Minnesota, which is about 80 miles west of Minneapolis. Mary and her husband have been married for 32 years. They have two children, 25-year-old son, a 21-year-old daughter. Mary had a chronic history of migraine headaches, some jaw problems, whiplashes, which resulted in her taking lots of drugs and doing many forms of therapy. So we're going to have her explain that in a little bit. She became a diamond in February of 2005. She's a full-time Nican consultant, wellness consultant. And she became went full-time in June of year 2000. She still has some part-time ties in human resources. She's a member of the President's Club, former Leadership Council member, which Nican selects key leaders, about 12 of them every year, to serve on a Leadership Council, and Mary has been one of those. She has won the Paragon Award. And I thought this was interesting. She was the first person in the company to achieve not one Watanabe Leadership Award, but she has achieved it twice. And her goal is to achieve it a third time by the end of next month. So she'll be probably breaking her own record here. And she's also a part of the CAR Incentive Program. Mary, I can't tell you how delighted we are to have you on our call tonight. So welcome. How are you feeling, Mary?
I'm great, and I'm honored and very grateful to be part of your call, Dave. I can't thank you enough for asking me.
Oh, it's wonderful. Well, how's the weather up there in your part of the country?
It's very cold. The wind chills tomorrow night, they just announced, should be minus 30.
Minus 30?
Yeah.
My goodness, Mary, when it's 30 degrees here, I'm freezing to death.
You'll have to come visit me in Minnesota. We love the far infrared comforter.
never at minus 30. I'll come up in the summertime sometime.
Okay.
Yeah. Mary, the classic question that I ask everybody is take a few minutes and tell us how you were introduced to Nican.
Well, I believe everything happens for a reason, Dave. And 11 years ago this month, I was sitting in my office, and a woman that I had not seen for 2 years came to my office, and she asked me a very simple question after we caught up a bit on our personal lives. She said, I really came here to ask you if you still have a problem with your headaches. And I called Karen, my angel. She brought Nican to me. For over 20 years, I suffered from very chronic headaches. I've had whiplash 4 times. I had an unsuccessful jaw surgery. And I hurt a lot, Dave. I took a lot of pharmaceutical drugs. I was giving myself injections for my discomfort. And I was scared because I fully knew what the side effect sheet said, but I didn't know any other solution.
Mm-hmm. And how many people out there, Mary, are in those similar shoes? Isn't that amazing?
Yes, it is. And so I had really been praying for something to come in my life, and this woman came, and she told me her story very simply. She was a nurse here at the hospital in town and was transferring a gentleman. He fell on her and she incurred a severe injury, which resulted in her having to leave her nursing career. So this mother of four suddenly had her life stop in front of her. And luckily, she encountered someone who introduced her to Nican. And she, at that time, this was over 12 years ago, was initially a bit skeptical because you didn't hear about anything like this before. And she used the products, received remarkable results, and within 8 weeks of her using the products, could do everything she had done prior to her injury. She was grateful and immediately thought, who can I help?
Isn't that exciting when people reach out like that?
It is. And that's what brought her to me that day. So I went to an in-home wellness preview at someone's home I didn't know. So I always thank people when they come to my home and they don't know me to learn about this based on a recommendation, because that's how I started.
Mm-hmm.
And so after feeling a difference, and I really advise people to pay attention what their body's telling them, because
mm-hmm.
our body is truly a miracle, and it knows what's good for it and it knows what isn't good for it. And we just have to raise our awareness to become better listeners to that miracle in which we live.
And Mary, share a little bit what you mean by being aware when our body talks to us. How does our body talk to us?
Well, it talks to us in many ways, and particularly with our products, and that's why I love for people to become more aware of where they are. I really believe before we can go beyond where we are, we
mm-hmm.
have to know where we are.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever I share the technologies with people, I ask them to very carefully think of their wellness right now, stress, fatigue, discomfort, on a scale of 1 to 10. 10's the worst you could feel, 1, you're perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So they become aware of how they're feeling, because many times we take for granted
mm-hmm.
the discomfort. We just think we have to live with it.
Mm-hmm.
But yet we forget how impactful it is and the ramifications of not being well.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I went to this home, I felt for the first time, without pharmaceutical drugs, my body start to relax. And that got my attention.
Mm-hmm.
I listened differently to what my body was doing than before. I felt the difference. So I'm very, in tuned into helping people understand that when they're introduced to these products.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's far more than just feeling good for a few moments.
Right. So you take him. So you ask the classic question, on a scale of 1 to 10, how do you feel?
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
And then doing the range of motion and allowing the product to let the prospect, the product, you know, does the work. We don't have to do that. Let the product do the work. It takes selling completely out of the scenario, and it allows us to share, and it allows that new person to really discover.
Mm-hmm.
What can happen when they're surrounded by nature's wonder.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it is nature's wonder.
Yes,
I mean, we're
is.
Talking about magnetic energy is from the Earth, and far infrared technology is from the atmosphere,
mm-hmm.
you know, and the suns, and you bring those two together, and you have basically what was put on this Earth to help us with our health in the first place.
That's exactly how I describe it. We're taking what was put on the earth when it was created, and we're bringing it into the home, because now we spend most of the time indoors, and we love being outdoors in Minnesota when it's warm, but
mm-hmm.
we're really bringing nature's goodness into our home and creating that greenhouse environment.
So, Mary, when you were first introduced to the NECAN product, was there a skepticism time that you had to go through? Was there something that you said, this can't be true, you know, I have a hard time understanding this? Or was it, did you, in your mind, just instantly receive it?
I would describe it not as skepticism, but curiosity.
Okay.
And I love to learn. I call myself a humble student.
Mm-hmm.
And I became excited and curious to learn and
mm-hmm.
discover more.
Mm-hmm.
And I take that attitude with sharing NECAN. I always love to learn and discover a lot about people and allow them to do the same about themselves and this whole wonderful concept that NECAN offers.
Mm-hmm.
So I pondered, thought, you know, I went through the thought processes of, you know, all the advantages, and I invested in everything that NECAN had at that time, sleep systems for the children, myself. And so I just made an investment. I went to the bank. I didn't have money. I went to the bank and took a loan out and made a decision to get well
mm-hmm.
because nothing I had done up until that point was really satisfying my wellness.
Mm-hmm.
It was masking a problem that I had for years. And I knew I had to be patient and be
mm-hmm.
grateful for baby steps.
Mm-hmm.
So I started being more aware of the simple joy of getting out of bed and feeling not as tired, not having my neck hurt as much, suddenly those headaches started becoming less severe. They started occurring less frequently.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, again, just things to be grateful for.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started referring people because I developed a product story, and I started referring people to Karen. I didn't want a business. I loved human resources. It was my passion. I just wanted to help people based on my gratitude.
So you referred them to your sponsor?
I did. And bless her heart, she gave me credit for those sales, and I got little checks in the mail, which created more curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to seriously interview NECAN. And as a human resource person, it was easy for me to do my own interview.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a financial planner and an attorney look at NECAN. I only knew corporate. I didn't know what network marketing was. But I always taught my kids never to judge. So I did not want to judge an industry that I had heard bad things about.
Yes.
Until I knew for myself what it was really about. So I became a student of network marketing. And I was very happy what I uncovered about NECAN and the freedom and the possibilities that all of it offered were very, I guess, exciting to me. So I made a decision to begin working NECAN 10 to 15 hours a week while I was still working full-time.
Now, were you familiar with network marketing, Mary, before NECAN, and you had kind of a bad image of it?
I had one session with an unprofessional network marketer, and I swore to myself I would never treat another human being like that.
Yeah. What didn't you like about that?
What didn't I like?
Yeah, about the presentation. Share a little bit. Because we can learn from this, Mary. You know, when we hear that, wow, you know, people do this sometimes, we shouldn't be doing that. So how were you treated that you don't want to treat people that way?
I was treated as a dollar sign.
Oh, okay.
And as a number.
Uh-huh.
There was absolutely no interest in who I was or what I was about.
Uh-huh.
It was all about him.
Uh-huh.
And it was a very good example of ego at its best.
Uh-huh.
And that just did not resonate to me. And this may have been a very nice man, but this just was not a situation that was in any way appealing to me.
Mm-hmm. Now, you have a 25-year-old son and a 21-year-old daughter. Have they, apparently they grew up in the in their teen years in a wellness home. What have they benefited from in the products?
Well, my daughter had stomach problems when she was 10, and I noticed her tummy aches just disappeared with
uh-huh.
the sleep system. My son was a very active athlete, and it was so rewarding to see him on the court playing basketball in a week when he was told he'd be out for 4 to 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
They both now have wellness homes, you know, where they live respectively. And I just am so happy to be able to affect generations. I don't have grandchildren, but they will never know what chlorine is. They
mm-hmm.
will never know what dust mites, what mold, what dust is. I mean, there's no better gift that I can give my children or and generations to come
mm-hmm.
but a wellness home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's exciting. Now, your husband, was he very favorable to NECAN when you first were introduced to it?
No.
Okay. So did you have a negative spouse in the beginning?
Well, not negative, just you can do whatever you want, just don't ask me to get involved.
Yeah, okay.
And at first, very, very skeptical, like, I can't believe you're even talking about this, but, you know, he knew me well enough that, I mean, I wouldn't make any rash decisions, and I was very respectful of his not wanting to attend a wellness preview or learn about anything. He said, you decide whatever it is you want to do, just don't ask me to be any part of it.
Mm-mm.
And so I shouldn't say he wasn't, you know, supportive. He wasn't supportive in terms of becoming informed or involved. But beyond that, I mean, I'm so grateful. He just said, you do whatever you want. The same with the business. Then you just go ahead and do whatever you want. You know, just he has his career. I have mine.
Is he thankful today that you did your thing?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. And so, you know, I'm just very grateful that, you know, he's supportive in that respect and just, you know, says you just do whatever he sees, you know, people coming through our house all the time and, you know, is very accommodating with all of those things. But is he an active business partner? No.
Mm-hmm.
very skeptical at first, but now, I mean, our children have these products. We, you know, when you're in a home, a wellness home, you just, you're a part of it.
That's
and the
right.
beautiful thing is, what he recognizes is I don't have to do anything extra.
Mm-hmm.
I just go to bed, breathe,
yeah.
drink water.
Mm-hmm.
That's the wonderful thing
about
shoes on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
About the wellness home.
Yeah. You know, you said earlier, Mary, that you didn't have the money to buy these products. You know, I'm finding that is an excuse that a lot of people make because most people, they're saying they don't have it in their checkbook, you know, but they have access to money for what they want. You had access to money. I know that when we saw the benefit of these products that were loaned to us, our health changed, our life changed. You know, if you had to have heart surgery, you know, you'd find the money somewhere. And we took our health so seriously, and we were so excited about it that, you know, we sold Ellie's car, and we took that money, and we bought these products, and never looked back. It changed our life. Now, I know that after all these years in Nican, Mary, I'm sure you have lots and lots and lots of stories that you could tell. In your own downline, in your own organization, could you just take a moment and find maybe the best product story in your own organization? We heard yours. It is so exciting. Tell us the best product story in your own organization that you have been able to reach out and help, whether it's first level, second level, third level, or through you had to get it started. Can you think of somebody that you would like to share with us?
Yes, I can. My son is married, and Megan's parents have been friends of ours for a number of years. And Mike, her father, I didn't realize as they were dating for 6 years and we became close friends, I didn't realize how bad Mike's health was. I knew he had a problem with rheumatoid arthritis and earlier had some heart issues. And Karen one day just called me and said, "Can I come to your house and really find out what it is that you do?" Because whenever they came, of course, we had water and they saw the air and they knew I was a wellness consultant, etc. And she came over and experienced the products and said, "Can I bring Mike tomorrow?" I said, "Absolutely." And so he came over and had a lot of discomfort and wasn't sleeping well, and they're just wonderful people. And they wanted to invest in their wellness home. And they didn't know how they were going to get the money, but they knew that they needed the whole wellness home. So Mike's mother had died, and unbeknownst to them, a check came in the mail shortly after they learned about the wellness home to cover the cost of their wellness home.
Oh, wow.
And so we always talk sometimes that Mike's mother, the little angel from above,
mm-hmm.
provided the solution for his problem. Mike, long story short, went to his rheumatologist a year and a half after his wellness home had been in their home. And the rheumatologist said, "Mike, there's absolutely no sign of rheumatoid arthritis in your body."
Oh, my goodness.
And the doctor said, "This medication is really working well." And Mike said, "Well, I must tell you, I have a wellness home." And so to see my daughter-in-law's mother and father, who are close friends of my husband and I,
mm-hmm.
to see the gift of their health, that really has a huge place in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And it just is so rewarding, you know, to see what can happen when people make a decision. And that's why we have to show people the business opportunity as well, because they deserve to know that not only can you create your health, but you can create your wealth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I always remind people there's no lack of money in this world. There's mm-hmm. simply a lack of an understanding how to create it.
Mm-hmm.
So if we understand when we finally come to the point where we make a decision, we're going to change our life. That when we make that decision and we allow people to discover NECAN, they really need to interview every option it offers. And so Karen and Mike decided to share this with other people. And she came to me and said, "You told me that if I chose to help other people. You would support me, and I could earn my money back. Is that correct? I said, yes. Their first check in NECAN almost paid for their wellness home a second time.
And how much was that, their first check?
Over $4,000.
Oh, my goodness.
Because they shared wellness homes with everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And it just was so exciting to see that evolve. And that's the beautiful gift of NECAN. It can be for you whatever it is you wish it to be.
Mm-hmm.
It can be a car payment. It can be simply your health. You know, there's no rules in NECAN except the ones that we create for ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Now, obviously, Mary, you're a family person. And when you started NECAN, you had young teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
In your house, how did you work NECAN in with your family time? You know, a lot of people say, well, I don't have time to do this, and my family comes first, my church activities, my social activities, civic activities, you know, whatever. How did you work NECAN in with a busy lifestyle?
Well, my philosophy on time is we cannot manage time, but we can manage our activities, and we all have the same 24 hours in a day. So in the corporate workplace, full-time, I never took a lunch. I made a decision 3 lunch hours a week to build my future.
Wow. What did you do during the lunchtime?
Well, 10 years ago, we didn't have cell phones, and I would never mix the two. When I was at work, I was at work. When I did NECAN, I did NECAN.
Uh-huh.
So I closed my door, took a phone card, and made phone calls. I met people for coffee. Or I brought a brown bag lunch for both my client, potential client, and myself, and we ate it somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I just worked the phones.
Mm-hmm.
And then one night a week, I decided I wasn't in a bowling league, I wasn't in a book club. I was going to work NECAN.
Mm-hmm.
And again, my husband was so supportive by that time
mm-hmm.
to, you know, say the skepticism was gone about all of that. He would agree to, he's a great father. And so that was Dad and the kids' night. Mom was gone. And so it created a new family aspect where Dad and the kids were together that one night, and we were together 3 nights a week at their sporting events. We never miss our kids' events. But yet I also looked at sitting on a bleacher differently. I started creating conversations and finding out what was missing in people's lives instead of talking about things that really didn't matter. And so suddenly I created curiosity, more solid relationships, and was able to identify people that needed NECAN. So that gave me new people to call the next lunch hour. And so I just started looking at things differently. One of my favorite quotes is, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change.
Hmm.
So when you make a decision to create a viable income, business, wellness, all of a sudden you start looking at things differently. And that was the biggest factor in being able to survive working full-time, being a mom, being a wife, being gone a lot, and creating a business.
Mm-hmm. Mary, do that quote again. That's awesome. When you change what were you saying?
When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change.
Wow. That's profound.
Well, it's so simple, as is NECAN. I think sometimes we complicate things. I did for a long time. I thought I had to create everything. And I just think we are so fortunate to see the changes that NECAN has made in terms of training, in terms of development, the rhythm of the business. There's so many things we have now that we didn't have then, but there really are no excuses. It really is, you know, just deciding what it is that we want, what are we willing to give up to get it, and then just make a decision every day to put one foot in front of the other. And I work out of an attitude of gratitude. I really believe that we should look for the best in everyone and everything and learn from everyone that we, you know, meet.
Mary, take us back before NECAN again, when you had the excruciating discomfort with fibromyalgia and your drugs and your whiplashes. And, I mean, at times your life must have been really, really miserable. What was going through your thoughts at that time concerning the rest of your life? I mean, were you always a very positive person, or what were you thinking about where you're going to end up, what's going to happen to me. What were you thinking about before NECAN?
Well, as I said, I hid my pain a lot.
As many people do.
Yes. And it caused stress. I mean, I felt guilty missing family activities. I mean, my husband and children would go out many times, and I'd be crying in bed with a headache. I will admit, whenever I injected myself with that drug, I got scared because it made my heart race, and I didn't like it. And
Was that a pain medication?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't like going to physical therapy and all these appointments that I had done. And when I looked at the five pillars of health, which is the first thing that I share with everyone, whether they're interested in a pair of MAG steps or a wellness home, I never go to that first. I always start with the five pillars of health, because until I looked at that beautiful circle and realized my body was not where it should be, that affected my mind. I wasn't as healthy mentally as I wanted to be. That affected my precious family,
mm-hmm.
and that affected my ability to communicate and contribute to society, which we all have a moral obligation to do.
Mm-hmm.
I was just trying to get the basics done. And that also affected my finances. When I missed work and my sick pay didn't kick in the first day, that affected my paycheck. So I really realized that how vital the interaction of all five pillars of health are, and when they're out of balance in one or two areas, it affects all five.
Now, Mary, you were experiencing this in your early 40s, right? Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
That was
yeah,
early
40s. 42.
Did it seem hopeless at times for you?
Not hopeless. I'm a very strong-willed individual.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me you can't do it, and I will.
Mm-hmm.
So I never felt hopeless. I just knew there had to be something out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I really know now that this is my purpose,
mm-hmm.
and this is why I was put on this earth, and I love NECAN. And it's just very rewarding to share what I call a gift with everyone. And I fully realize not everyone will take our gift.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? We have to be okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
We have to just understand that some people never will understand, and we need to respect that.
Mm-hmm.
But they may know someone that will. So we just ask for referrals. And there's some people that are going to take longer to assess what it is that we have. And so we need to be patient and allow those people that discovery process. There's some people that are going to take this gift and unwrap the whole thing and say, I want it all, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just need to share this with a lot of people. It's a numbers, you know, business.
And be very patient, right?
Be very patient with the process.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I like what you just said, Mary, and explain that a little bit, because sometimes we think we have to be patient with people, but we need to really be patient with our process, don't we?
Yes, NECAN is really, it is, it's a discovery process, and when I work with people, I really, again, go back to those five pillars of health, and I find out what it is that's missing in their life,
mm-hmm.
because we know NECAN is a solution for so many things,
mm-hmm.
but we don't ever want to tell people that. We want to allow them to interview NECAN, discover what it offers, and tell us they need it,
mm-hmm.
because then they have a vested interest in becoming successful or part of our wonderful journey.
Mm-hmm.
No one likes to be told what to do,
mm-hmm.
and so I work with people to define their purpose. You know, why would you even think of doing a business? You know, what's in balance in your life? What's out of balance in your life? What are you willing to do to create what you want in your life? Are you willing to give up some things? So when the going gets tough, I can remind them of that conversation. Now, remember your purpose in beginning NECAN. This is what you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Then we move into creating a vision. We think in pictures. What does that balanced life look like for you? I have people write down at least three things they want to have in each of their five pillars of health if time or money were not an issue. In other words, they're starting to create their life cycle plan from humans being more.
Mm-hmm.
And then we work into goals. We always need to start with the end result in mind.
Mm-hmm.
So what are your goals, 30, 60, 90-day business goals? And remind them of those five pillars of health goals, how they all work together.
Now, did Nikan, when you started feeling better, and did Nikan take you to another level of dreaming and vision and hoping? I mean, did things begin to open up for you in a way that maybe you never thought was possible?
Yes. I call Nikan a personal development program with a paycheck.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I like that.
Because it really allows people, it allowed me to really just know there's absolutely no limits except the ones that we put upon ourselves. The thought of setting my own hours, the thought of being able to take off a day if I wanted to during the middle of the week, the thought of doing a phone call in my pajamas, and, you know, just having that freedom was something that I had never knew existed. And that was very, very appealing.
So when you, I mean, you come up with these one-liners, Mary, I'm writing as fast as I can, a personal development program with a paycheck. I've never heard it put that way, but that's exactly what Nikan is. When you think of all the personal development programs that are out there, I mean, everybody's paying for them, right? Here
right.
in Nikan, you have the personal development program with a paycheck. Nikan pays you to grow personally as a person.
That's very true, Dave. And my philosophy is we have to work harder on ourselves than our business.
Mm-hmm.
It's so important. We always ask ourselves three questions. What am I doing? What works? And what doesn't?
Mm-hmm.
And then we have to take a pause and then invest time in ourselves. We need to really interview ourselves, you know, and learn from ourselves. I have to work from my heart, and I have to listen to my inner voice. I really believe you've heard the old saying, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And it's my goal to remember when I meet with people, they have an invisible sign on their head that says, make me feel special.
Mm-hmm.
And people are always listening to one radio station, WIIFM, what's in it for me?
Mm-hmm.
So they're always thinking that we're going to sell something to them. And when we turn around that relationship and have two ears and one mouth, we just have to ask masterful questions and fully listen to the answers that we're given and encourage conversation with people that we share Nikan with so that they think out loud to us. We want to really create that environment where they can be comfortable with us because we have the opportunity as business leaders to pre-qualify who we work with. We don't have to work with people we don't trust, we don't respect. My personal, I guess, how shall I say it, comfort level with people is I won't work with someone that I wouldn't feel comfortable having home alone with my 21-year-old daughter.
Mm.
I want to make sure that through this conversation that not only am I creating a relationship with them, but they're creating a relationship with me, and that is one of trust, that is one of integrity, and common ground to support each other and succeed together.
And that's what's so exciting, as you just said, Mary, is that in our jobs, we really don't get to choose who we work with, do we?
No.
But in Nikan, I mean, there's some people that I just absolutely refused to sponsor because I didn't want to work with them. And like
mm-hmm.
you said, we had little children. Would I want them to be around my little children, or would my little girls? Would I want my little girls to be around them? Because this is a relationship business,
right?
And sooner or later, my family is going to meet these kind of people. So why not choose the best people?
Right.
And you know, I'm so glad you said that because the things that my girls, now 23, 24 years old, still say about Nikan and growing up in a Nikan home is that the thing that they remember the most was the kind of people they were around. And now they're telling us, Dad, they were always very positive. It was fun. We did things together, and we traveled together, and it was fun, and they were uplifting. They were motivating type of people. And it wasn't until they were adults and began to interact with the world out there how spoiled they really were in growing up in a home that had that kind of external influence with our Nikan friends.
Oh, and it's very, very important.
Yeah. And it's powerful. Well, I want to change the direction a little bit, Mary, here, if we can. How do you prospect today? I know that when we first got into the business, or normally when we first get into the business, we kind of just go with the flow, and we don't know exactly what we're doing, but we're excited. Today, Mary Dingman, how do you prospect?
Well, I've been doing a few new things than I've done before. I joined a B&I group,
okay,
which has proved to be very successful for me. I'm building a lot of good relationships with my fellow B&I members.
Okay, now for those who are on the call who don't know what B&I is, just explain that a little bit.
It's a business network organization, but I must be very clear, you cannot prospect business builders because it's against the rules of the organization.
Mm-hmm.
You can only talk about your products.
Right.
And so that is a weekly event that I attend. I'm also
gets you in front of people, right?
Pardon?
Gets you in front of people.
Yes, it does. I'm in a group of 40 people.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, that was 40 new people that each person knows at least 300 people.
Right.
It was a wonderful opportunity to meet people. I just always raise my antenna. I've worked always to become more and more aware of the people I'm around when I am out and about. I like to go to charity events and just go to build relationships, get to know other people. I think that's important. There's a lot of wonderful causes that are being hosted in the community many times that are not expensive at all to go to.
So with these people, these events, you get to know people. You just kind of ask questions, find out who they are, what they do, and if the opportunity lends itself, you start talking about NECAN, but you're really there to get to know that person, right?
Yes, I rarely mention what I do.
Mm-hmm.
I simply, it's all about them, because remember, I'm pre-qualifying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interviewing those people.
Mm-hmm.
I want to find out what they do, what they love best about their job. I ask them what their greatest attribute is, what brings them the most joy in life. I ask them unusual questions that they typically don't get asked,
mm-hmm.
and that in itself creates curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
And I also like to just be more aware when I'm out in public, if I'm at the grocery store. Sometimes I go to the longest line just to talk to people in front of me. I like to, as I mentioned earlier, just look differently and speak differently to people when I'm at events. Family gatherings, you know, there's just so many opportunities. We can walk out our front door and there's literally thousands of people that we can talk to. Go to the shopping mall and just walk around. I like to go to some expos and things that take place if I don't have a booth, just to go talk to people that have the booth,
uh-huh.
or talk to people that are, you know, mulling around.
Uh-huh.
It's amazing the conversations that you can start.
Mm-hmm.
So really, Dave, the world is our marketplace, and we really can just go out and anyone can be a prospect. If you're a mom and have children in school, I mean, boy, there's no greater place to see stressed out people than at school functions, because they're running back and forth and they just left work, and there's illness, there's sickness, there's all sorts of ways that we can just, you know, again, when we change the way we look at things, the things we look at change.
Mm-hmm. So when you're out and about, you're just getting to know people. And then when you find the right person, the right opportunity, you just let them know why you're smiling, why you're excited, and see where that goes. Okay, so I am now very interested. You just prospected me, Mary. I'm very interested. And I sign at the dotted line, I become a wellness consultant. How would you start me as a brand new wellness consultant? Will you take me through a couple steps, what you would do with me as a brand new wellness consultant?
I would do what I described before. We'd sit down with the five pillars of health,
mm-hmm.
and we would go through what your purpose is. We would talk very clearly about, you know, where you're at in your life and where you want to be. And NECAN makes it so easy for us. Then we just simply follow the wonderful business brochure that's in everyone's member kit. I like to keep a new member kit with me, so when someone joins
yes.
my team, we go through that member kit together right away.
Yeah, I do too. Yep.
So then they can see the materials and have, you know, they get to open the box and we do it together.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're not together due to distance, we can do that over the phone when theirs arrives.
Mm-hmm.
And so to help people understand, NECANN, again, does us such an enormous favor. They give us all the tools we need to be successful.
Mm-hmm. Even the basic training is now web-based. First couple months, they can go in there, and we used to have to create all those training programs for them. And, I like the idea of that business kit right away. It's what I call an instant start, and, and it's all in there. But, unfortunately, most wellness consultants do not look at the kit unless you look at it with them.
Correct. I also utilize the 12-minute product presentation and business presentation and the rhythm of the business, connecting people to the rhythm of the business and explaining as part of their goal-setting process, part of setting goals is being accountable to achieve those goals.
Right.
And we don't have a boss-subordinate relationship.
Right.
We have a mentor, relationship in NECANN. So we, again, people don't report to us. So sometimes I remind them, now, as CEO of your own wellness business, you also write your own performance appraisal.
Mm-hmm.
And so this rhythm of the business is literally your performance review,
mm-hmm.
where you are documenting your activities, your progress, your actual results. Now, you're the one at the end of the day that has to evaluate the tapes of your performance. Your paycheck and your evaluation that's the results that you produce.
Mm-hmm.
So to, again, keep people accountable, we can't ever begin the blame game. It's my sponsor's fault that I'm not successful. We really are CEOs of our own business, and I like to move quickly into that individual identifying who do you want as your vice presidents? Who do you respect? Who do you admire? Who has credibility with you, an entrepreneurial spirit that we can together invite to join us in partnership, because we make partnership offerings in NECANN.
Yeah.
And so that's the thing I like to move in quickly after this purpose, vision, goal, and then move forward with the clear intention to attract. We don't find. We attract people to NECANN.
Hmm.
There's a quote from John Maxwell. He says, "The leader finds the dream and then the people. The people find the leader and then the dream."
Mm-hmm.
Because people don't follow worthy causes, Dave. They
mm-hmm.
follow worthy leaders who promote worthwhile causes.
Mm-hmm.
People have to buy into the leader first, and then the leader's vision.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to understand, if we want this to be a business, we have to treat it as a business from the beginning. And even if we're not a leader yet, we have to think, act, look, and speak as though we are already the person we want to become. And that all ties back to working harder on ourselves and our business. I'm not a royal diamond yet, but I believe it, and I am speaking it, and I am thinking it, and I'm going to do my very best to act it. And that's the attitude that we want to portray to the leaders. It doesn't matter if you're just starting. You have unlimited potential. Just believe in yourself, and you always have someone's hand to take. Because the only way you climb this compensation chart is if you take the hands of people you believe in and have partnership with and develop a plan of success to get there together.
And the person you have to believe in the most is yourself.
Absolutely.
Right? We could take that phrase that you so eloquently quoted this evening, when you change the way you look at yourself, the person that you're looking at will change.
Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful journey.
It is. It is. And, it's so exciting, and I love these buzzwords that you have put out there, and I get into them. It is a journey. It's not a destiny. It's a journey. I've told people many times, if you enjoy the journey that you're on, I don't care what rank you're on, if you enjoy that journey, you're going to have, you will attract a lot of people who will want to come and enjoy it with you. And if you don't find that happiness and that joy and that peace and that satisfaction on the journey at any level, then unfortunately you won't even experience that when you get to become a royal diamond. And Mary, as a diamond, how many people have you personally sponsored?
Oh, I never give an answer unless I know it's accurate.
Can you estimate? Or I mean, was it 30, 40, 50, 60?
Oh, definitely over. I have set a goal to, you know, in the year 2008 to really, you know, get 21 new viable frontline leaders.
Uh-huh. Wonderful.
That is my goal, and I sponsor minimally one senior a month.
Uh-huh.
Is critical. And
well, obviously, because you're doing the Watanabe Leadership Award, for the third time?
Now? Yes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. So let's say you did 50. Can you estimate how many wellness consultants are in your organization? For the new people on the call tonight, I'm trying to kind of give a picture of what the multiplication of network marketing. So how many people would you just guesstimate, I guess? It's even hard to estimate, but how many people would you guesstimate are in your organization?
I don't have a huge organization. I'm grateful for everyone that's part of my organization, and I must honestly tell you, you've caught me totally off guard.
Mm-hmm.
I can't give you an honest estimate. I need to really look into that. So, see, I'm grateful for that lesson. I need to have an answer for that next time.
Yeah, right, because it really shows network marketing. I share mine a little bit because Ellie and I only sponsored about 40 people, and, you know, you end up having 10, 15,000 distributors in your organization, and that's network marketing. You know, I've said many times you can count the seeds in an apple, but you'll never be able to count the apples in a seed. Mm-hmm. And what we do when we sponsor someone, that's just simply a seed. That's a seed into 100 other people's lives.
It really
and,
is.
You know, and more and more and more. And, you know, the quote I like, you've said so many of them, but the one I really like is, a personal development program with a paycheck. Never heard it put that way. Mary, I know that, you know, we're all human, and I know that, and I'm a very, very positive, upbeat kind of person. Once in a while, I get down a little bit. I know what I have to do to motivate myself. How do you keep yourself motivated?
I work with an attitude of gratitude,
mm-hmm.
and I have a goal card that I carry on my presence every day, and at the beginning of every month, I write my goal for the end of the month. I am so very happy and grateful that it is Friday, February 29th, 2008, and I have.
Mm-hmm.
And that motivates me because it keeps me on track.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever we have those days where we can tell our energy level isn't there or our attitude for whatever reason isn't there, I take a pause and I realize that I can't fake it, that I have to, you know, just take time and work on myself. You know, every failure that comes is an opportunity to grow. So many times it's easy to, you know, get down on ourselves, what we didn't do right. We need to just pause and reflect what we learned and then really embellish what we did well. And so when I'm not in that, you know, when things don't work the way you want them to, just take a pause. And I have found, again, I have to work harder on myself than anything else, because that's the one thing that NECAN and our products can't do.
Mm-hmm.
They can't work on the voice that's playing, the music that's playing in our head.
Mm-hmm.
That is our job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nothing can do that for us but us. And so that's why I read good books. I, as you can tell, I love quotes. I love learning from other avatars and professionals across the country. I love calls like this. I mean, that is one of the greatest ways to get motivated, is just get yourself on a fabulous leader like yourself, these wonderful calls and information that you provide along with all the other leaders in NECAN. There's really no excuse to not be up and not be aware of what's happening in this company. Because the other unique thing about our wonderful company is people like yourself, people, leaders all across the country, it's team me can.
Mm-hmm.
And you know the adage, together team, together each achieves more.
Right.
That is amazing for someone that comes from a corporate background. I just was working with a new person, and I said, this is like you work for Chevrolet, and the Ford dealer across town will come to your dealership, sell a car for you, and, you know, walk away.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't happen. And so that's another benefit of NECAN that we all have to take advantage of, as do those new partners that we bring into the business. And I love to sponsor new people.
Mm-hmm.
I just love to bring people in this business and allow them to see the wide array, the menu of choices for their life that it offers.
Yeah, absolutely, and I do too. You know, it is so exciting. I'm a little selfish with these calls because I have to admit, I'm the one who benefits the most. I'm the one who gets to be on the call every Monday night. I wouldn't miss it, but I can't miss it because I'm the one who does the interviewing and set up the call. And I tell you, Mary, it is the highlight many times of my week, is just to listen to people like yourself. And every time I interview another person, a new person, like next week it's going to be Rick Murphy, and I get so motivated for the week, you know, so it's a little selfish on my part to do these, but it is so important, like you said, to work on yourself, to pause a little bit, to be up, to be the best you can be for the people around you, and who knows, you might meet your next Royal Diamond Damar, and you're down. You know, the person could be down, the wellness consultant could be down, and miss and have that Royal Diamond walk right by them. And whereas if we would have been up and maybe been on this call the night before or something like that, maybe we wouldn't have missed that opportunity that just walked by us. I've said many times that we meet and we walk by so many people throughout in the course of a day looking for our next prospect, and we've just walked by 10 people. And, you know, that doesn't make sense to me. It's like you said, and I've heard you use the phrase, my antennas are up all the time. All the time. But my antennas seem to be a little flat if I'm not careful when I'm down, because I have to keep myself up. And not only that, it's healthy to keep yourself up. It's healthy to keep yourself motivated. You say you read a lot of books, Mary. What's the best book you've been recently read?
Oh, there's many of them, and I always keep them all around me because I enjoy that. What I have each new team member that joins my team, I give them as a gift, a welcome gift, Being the Best You Can Be in MLM by John K. Lynch.
Uh-huh.
Because that was the first guide to network marketing,
uh-huh.
The first learning experience for me that, yeah, I read when I started. And still today, 11 years later, it is such a wonderful pearl of wisdom.
Right.
I really, really enjoy that because and I'm rereading it and studying it again. That was one of my decisions to re-study this book. I love just learning from so many venues. It's John Maxwell. I love his books. I love The Secret. There's just so many different things that are available for us, and they're there for the taking.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
It doesn't need to be, you know, again, with time. How do you have time? I do my personal development and my email, my personal me growth. I'm an early riser, and I get that all done early morning. I never call anyone before 8 a.m. or after 8 p.m. So those are the times that I do that reflective work on me.
Mm-hmm. That's a wonderful way to start your day and to end your day. Mary, what do you see the future of NECAN to be?
Well, it's just so exciting to know that there is no limit. There is absolutely unlimited potential. The greatest gift we can offer people is hope.
Mm-hmm.
You know, corporate America is downsizing, wellness is upsizing. It's just very, very exciting to be part of a company to my knowledge, we are the only company that has sleep, water, air, fitness, and nutrition under one umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
I always remind people, NECAN not only has the philosophy of the five pillars of health to allow you to recognize the importance of balance in your life, but our product is our business, and our business is our product. And we're fortunate enough to have five pillars within the wellness home.
Mm-hmm.
Sleep, water, air, fitness, and nutrition. Which one don't you need? You know, we need all the five pillars within the wellness home, and truly every human being deserves and needs the five pillars of health,
mm-hmm.
that the pillars of the company. So I love to equate the two of them and the vital importance and gift of hope,
mm-hmm.
that those pillars of the company and the wellness home can provide for everyone. So we literally have everything that the world needs. They can't get it anywhere else, and it works.
Yes. You know, an acronym for HOPE is helping other people escape.
Yes.
That's HOPE.
Mm-hmm.
Escaping from their pain and aches and frustration and bills and depression and things like that. And that's basically all we can offer, is just offer people hope. Oh, I'm so excited that these calls are taped. They're taped by Growing in Wellness. So you can go into their website, growinginwellness.com. You will want to get a copy of this call. Pass it on to as many of your people as you possibly can. Also, tomorrow, the next day, in the next couple of days, you'll be able to listen to it on Growing in Wellness's website, free of charge. And then you can also get some copies and pass it on to your people, as I said. So I want to thank Growing in Wellness to do that for us. Mary, we've run out of time. One last word of advice that you would like to give us?
I'm going to read you a quote.
Okay.
Effective leaders know that you first have to touch people's hearts before you ask them for a hand. That is the law of connection.
Mm-hmm.
All great communicators recognize this truth and act on it almost instinctively. You can't move people to action unless you first move them with emotion.
Mm.
The heart comes before the head.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to extend my gratitude and thanks to you. I have not had the opportunity to speak to you very much, and I feel like I have a wonderful new friend.
Uh-huh.
With you, and I am just very grateful that you asked me to be on this call. And these types of things are always wonderful learning experiences, because you can't plan for these calls. You literally ask questions, and all I do is think out loud. And I thank you for giving me that opportunity, and hope that it was of some value to everyone on the call.
Priceless, Mary, and the feeling is mutual. Appreciate you very, very much. Appreciate your leadership out there. And thanks so much for being on our call tonight.
Thank you, and you have a wonderful evening.
Thank you, Mary. Next week, our guest is going to be Rick Murphy. It's going to be on the 25th. Guys, you don't want to miss him. One of the most dynamic leaders that we have in all of NECAN. And what a story this guy has. And very articulate in how he gets it across. You'll want to get your people on the call. So next week, on the 25th, our guest is going to be Rick Murphy. And so we want to thank all of you for being on this call tonight. God bless you, and we really wish you a great week out there. Make it a great week, guys. Bye-bye.